Yeah, absolutely, Nicole. They are getting away with cash and fancy watches and cell phones. It's happening in touristy areas like where we are right now in downtown Fort Lauderdale. So many of the men have the same story. They think these women are flirting with them, but then suddenly they wake up in a daze and their valuables are gone. In party cities up and down the coast of Florida, like Delray Beach, Fort Lauderdale, Hollywood, and Miami, a disturbing new crime trend. Women picking up, then drugging and robbing men.
When you woke up and saw the woman in your apartment, what did you think?
I was horrified. I was on my futon in my apartment, and there was a woman basically looting my apartment.
This 24-year-old is in dental school and went out to party with friends at this downtown Fort Lauderdale bar. He doesn't want his full face shown, but says all he remembers is waking up and his wallet and phone were gone. The women drained his bank accounts and even opened a credit card in his name.
How confident are you that they drugged you?
100%. I've never felt like that before in my life. I mean, I've gone over it so many times and just like never had a problem going to a bar and getting a drink and getting an Uber home.
Police also investigating a similar case this weekend at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, Florida, where three men say they were drugged. The women reportedly stole a Rolex, gold chain, and $5,000 in cash. And it's not just women robbing men. Sometimes it's even men dressed as women. This suspect, now behind bars, police say for months this person trolled Miami hotspots, driving high-end exotic cars, offering men rides, but then drugging and robbing them.
We're seeing more and more men becoming victims, and they're becoming victims because men are gullible. And when I say they're gullible, they're flattered if an individual, particularly a woman, an attractive woman, comes up to them, starts to engage in a conversation.
It's happened recently in Las Vegas, too. 23-year-old Wendy Jones busted for drugging men and stealing fancy watches at popular hotels and casinos. Police and this victim say men need to have their guard up.
I think it's really kind of shattered my sense of security. Is, you know, I'm a guy. I can go to a bar and get a drink with a friend and not have to worry about too much. I just don't think that's true anymore.
And it is crazy to think about how much access these suspects can get when they get a hold of these guys' cell phones. Basically, when the guys are passed out, they use the face ID to get into the cell phone, and then before they know it, they have access to so many bank accounts and Venmo and Cash App and everything you can think of. And the other interesting thing, Nicole, is that police tell us they believe there are more victims. It's just that many of the men are embarrassed to come forward. Nicole?
Well, Brian, that's what I was just thinking. I mean, I really respect that guy for coming forward. And you're right. So much information right there on our phones. My goodness. All right, Brian, end to my tonight.
Yeah, he's hoping
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, he's hoping that, you know, by coming forward, it'll send the message out and people will be on alert.
Oh, absolutely. This is certainly a story that needs to be shared. So thank you. Brian Enten, live tonight in Florida.